Part 2. The honeymoon is over. Chapter 3. Sex after baby. Newlywed bliss is snuffed out swiftly once the squall of an infant replaces sex as your new wake-up call. 24/7. Iris Krasnow. During the 6-month visit for my first pregnancy, I had already packed on 40 of the 47 pounds I would gain. My obstetrician, Janet Schaffel, told me my spirit seemed radiant, but that I should be mindful of the scale. I told her I knew I was bovine, but for some reason, even in these double XL sweatpants with a hole in the butt, I was feeling pretty sexy. The string at the waist was long gone, as the bulge alone held them up. Dr. Schaffel's response? Enjoy it while you can. I was one of those women who thought sex was pleasurable during pregnancy. Deep, shuddery, and delicious. Actually, I loved almost everything about being pregnant until the swollen last couple of weeks. The bursting C cups, the gorging without guilt, and a taut belly that undulated in August as I sat on Delaware's Middlesex Beach. All 4 births were in November and December, so August was the marker when I was still in that blathery state of joyful expectation, in a bikini that looked awful, but in which I felt magnificent. The heat of summer, compounded with the sense of occupying a new body, made sex feel really different and really fun. Other prepartum friends moved into spare bedrooms and were repulsed at the thought of even being touched. In his All About Sex column on June 14, 2010, in Psychology Today Online, Michael Castleman, author of Great Sex, A Man's Guide to the Secret Principles of Total Body Sex, Rodale, refers to several studies that demonstrate the diversity of responses to sex during pregnancy. As was the case in my sampling of expectant girlfriends, some women found the bloom with